Session 25, Relationship Growth Challenges. Lesson 25.1, Build a Relationship When the Client Doesn't Want One. Some clients seem standoffish. They may balk at making time for you in their schedule, at least as often as you think you ought to meet. They may also seem uninterested in talking about anything besides the work at hand. Perhaps they turn down your efforts to socialize or even to just have lunch together. In the worst case, a client like this might treat you like a commodity vendor, someone who's expendable. To help you think about how to deal with a client like this, I'll pose a series of questions. First, what are your expectations versus your client's expectations for a relationship? You see, your definition of what's needed may be at odds with theirs. It's possible that they feel you have a perfectly fine relationship which gets just the right amount of time and attention. Your vision of a relationship with them may be for a deeper, more personal connection than they feel is normal, needed, or appropriate. No one is wrong in this situation. You just have different views about what constitutes an effective relationship. Second, is what you're doing for this client relevant enough to merit a really close relationship? You may have a close relationship with your personal attorney, for example, or your accountant, but with regard to your electrician, well, you probably feel that's best left as an arm's length relationship. That's based on providing a service at a fair price, period. It's just not something that is very important to you personally. Third, does this person have a track record of building relationships with service providers and other suppliers? Do they have any trusted advisors? By the way, that's a question you can ask a prospective or new client. Who would you say are your trusted advisors? And how did they earn that standing with you? Most clients are happy to open up about that subject. It could be that this is a client who keeps their own counsel and wants to maintain a very business-like, even impersonal relationship with external service providers. Fourth question, do you really, truly understand this client's agenda of key priorities? Do you know what makes them tick, what motivates them, what their hot buttons are? Fifth question, are you and this client personally compatible? Is there adequate chemistry? Do you have some things in common that you can discover and connect around? Ask yourself these questions to diagnose what's really going on. So, if your client lacks a relationship orientation or has a different view than you about what constitutes a good relationship, you have to decide, do I need this business? Am I happy being at best a trusted expert and at worst a vendor, an arm's length supplier? To be honest, even the best professionals have some of these relationships, and they can be perfectly productive and valuable for both sides. You might ask your client, so from your perspective, what are the ingredients of an effective, successful relationship? You might ask your client, from your perspective, what are the ingredients of an effective, successful relationship for you with an external supplier or advisor? If there's a lack of chemistry, you may need to get a better suited colleague to try and build the relationship, or just accept that you'll never really hit it off. If there's a lack of perceived relevance, you need to dig deeper to really understand your client's business and personal agenda. Maybe you just haven't discovered what's important to them and how you can help. Everyone has a hot button. Everyone has a need that they are looking for help with. Your job is to uncover it and demonstrate your relevance. Finally, don't take it personally. One executive I interviewed told me, "Look, if I have a free evening, my first choice is not to spend it at a baseball game with a group of bankers or consultants. I want to be at home with my family." But that same executive later told me that one of his advisors invited him and his family out to lunch at a conference he had brought him to, and that they had all had a pretty good time. So be creative about how you try and connect with your clients and tailor your relationship building efforts to their character, tastes, and interests. Most of all, make sure you understand what's really important to them. Only then can you demonstrate a high level of relational relevance. In the upcoming lesson, I'm going to talk about strategies to build your own relationships in a client organization when the best and most senior ones are already owned by other executives in your company.